Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there's so much that happens in our lives, so many changes throughout the years that take place. And some of those changes are good, some of them aren't good. But let's just say, for instance, that we want to sell our house, just as an example. You know, it's complicated. If we have a house, if we have been there for years and we've acquired a lot of stuff, we have to start going through our house and say, what do we do with this stuff? Do we keep it? Do we get rid of it? Do we send it to a relative? Do we send it to a Goodwill? Where will we move? Will we stay in the same city because we have relatives here or children? Will we move to another place? Will we move to our dream place? Will we move to the mountains? Will we move to the ocean? I don't really know. Let's just sell the house and we won't worry about it. And there is no planning whatsoever. But even though we want to make a change, even though we want to grow as a person, even though we want to see new things, if we don't have a plan as to what that growth is going to be, how we're going to do it, it's going to be a disaster. And it's not much different in business. Growth is really important in business. The saying is, if you don't grow, you die. You're either going forwards or you're going backwards. And it makes sense. There's inflation. There's taxes. There's additional expenses of equipment and inventory, so you always need to be thinking about growing. But you know, one of the problems with growth is too much growth too fast can be a business killer. If you want to grow your business, if you want to do more business, you really need to think it through. You really need to decide, do I have the infrastructure to grow? Am I set up? Will I be able to handle the growth? Do I have the office space or the manufacturing space? Do I have the equipment? Do I have the sales team? What is it really going to take to grow my business? It's not just enough to say, I'm going to grow the business. And you go out and you grow the business, and here's where it really gets complicated. If you grow the business and you can have incredible sales, but you don't have the cash or the ability to borrow money to operate while those sales are coming in and while you're collecting the money, while they're closing out, while you're finishing the job, you're going to go out of business. You're not broke. You've got incredible amount of volume, incredible amount of growth, but hey, you didn't plan ahead. Or if all this growth comes in and you can't deliver, you made promises, but you can't deliver the product or the service, well, what's going to happen? You're going to get a reputation of someone not to do business with. So when you're growing your business, I want you to be proactive. I want you to think about it. I want you to plan it out every step of the way. I want you to think about what it really means to grow your business and what you are going to have to do to make it successful. Growth in itself is not the answer. Growth can be an absolute killer of business if you don't plan it correctly. I know you can do this. And I know you have to grow your business. And I also know that you have to think of the unintended consequences, the things that you never thought of. So discuss it with someone. Talk about it. Talk to another business owner about exactly what they faced when they wanted to grow their business. You know, there are many people that you can be in friendly competition with. There are people in other cities that are in the same business that you are that you're not in competition with. And do we have enough people to handle it? All of our staff, our employees, are their skills up to date? So you see, you really have to think about exactly what you're going to do when you grow your business. And certainly I wish you good growth, and growth by itself is not the answer. It's got to be profitable growth. If you're going to grow and it's going to put you in a deficit position, and why would that happen? Well, because you need a bigger building, you need more trucks, you need more employees, you need more. But you're not doing enough volume to cover that. So think about your growth, think about the plan, think about what it's going to cost you. And this is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.